and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you for your word. I just thank you for keeping us this whole entire year, Lord Jesus. You know the plans that you have for us, Lord, to bring us to an expected end. And we love you for it. And we just thank you for your grace and your mercy and the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we've been in John chapter 10 and also in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, but this is New Year's Eve. It is New Year's Eve, and wanted to talk a little bit about plans. What's our plan? What's going to be our plan for 2015? I know usually we use this opportunity to bring forth a resolution. We call it a New Year's resolution, things that we will do differently, you know, and typically the main things are, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to get in shape, things like that, that are on the exterior. But why not take this opportunity if God doesn't come tonight, if Jesus doesn't come and rapture the church, because we never know when he is coming. But if he should so tarry and we see 2015, why not start setting our sights on something that is more, way more important, and not the physical, tangible, but the spiritual? It's great to do things, you know, go back to school and get your degree, and I think all these things are great, but we really need to focus on being more like Christ and really honing in and strengthening our relationship with him. So what is our plan? Will we read the Bible more? Will we pray more? And these are, we need to make sure too that we're not doing these things as an activity, but more to get to know God. This is about a relationship, and in any relationship, we have to, you know, we got to spend time. We got to spend time with the person to get to know them, to get to know their ways, and get to know what they think about us. And let them know what we think about them. And allow God to clarify who he is. You know, we go through this life a lot of times believing things about God that are simply not true. They are not true. A lot of times when disasters and things happen, we blame God for it. We get angry with him if a loved one dies. Or, you know, we get angry with him or something bad happens to us. And so we begin to view God in a way that he is just there to punish. And there are consequences to actions, definitely. But he is also a father. He is a loving father, and he wants the best for us. So what is our plan? Is our plan to get in touch with the plans that he has for us? That would be wise to do. And ask God, you know, I asked God one day, years ago, I said, God, when you thought of me, what were your plans for me? What did you have in mind? And you know what? He didn't answer me right away. I can't say that instantly I got this epiphany and I got this revelation about what I was supposed to do with my life. But you know what I can say? I can say that from that time on, he began to walk things out with me. Things began to line up and show me things that I would need to do in order to fulfill what he has for me. And I'm still walking it out. And I can't tell you I got this master plan and he laid it all out for me. This life is a journey. And that's the beauty of it. It's a journey where we walk down a path to discover things about us and things about God. And we go down the path, and sometimes we stumble, sometimes we fall, but you know what? We are alive, and we have the grace to get back up and keep moving and keep going forward. And so in 2015, it doesn't have to be lofty of a plan. The plan could be, from this moment forward, I am going to spend time and a significant amount of time to get to know my God, to get to know Jesus and his plans for me and plans about eternity. Excuse me. Plans about eternity, plans about the millennial reign, the 1,000 years. What's going to happen? Study the scripture. Get to know, why did he bring you here? What was his plan? What does he have for you to do? It could be just being an excellent mother. It could be to be an excellent wife, to be a tremendous father and a husband, to be a great co-worker, to be a supporter of good causes, to lead people to salvation, to discuss with them the truth of the gospel, to smile when you don't feel like smiling, to sacrifice for someone else. It can be so many things, but we need to get busy doing them. And for those that are already down that path, I applaud you and I encourage you to keep on walking. Keep going. Because as we walk and get nearer to the coming of the Lord, deception gets greater and greater. Disillusionment gets greater and greater. And so we need to make sure that we make our calling and election sure by knowing God and spending time with him and speaking with him and talking to him and letting him talk to you, because we are winding down. And just to conclude this podcast for New Year's Eve, we're going to go back to John chapter 10, and it is verse 9. And it says, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. He shall find nourishment, what to feed on. We need to feed our spirits, and it's only going to be through Christ that our souls are going to be satisfied. That's where the satisfaction is going to come from. It's not going to come from the things that Christ provides, but it's going to come from Christ himself. It's going to come from God. That's where the satisfaction comes from. We live in this life. There's many things to do and explore and be and all those things. But we need to make our calling and election sure. Spend 2015 and for the rest of your life making your calling of God and your election to be saved from God sure. God bless you and Happy New Year.